Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Noelle King in for Celeste Headlee. Celeste will be back on Monday. And on this last day of 2010, we're going back to a story that we've returned to over and over again over the course of the past year. We've just heard what life is like in El Paso, Texas. Now we're turning to the other side of the border in Ciudad Juarez. Jessica Pena is with us. She's a professor of sociology at the Autonomous University of Ciudad Juarez. She's also the choir instructor there, and she's on the phone from her home in Juarez. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jessica, we heard about El Paso, where the situation is you've got people from your city, Juarez, flooding in. And the reason is there is a profound and deep and explosive state of violence in Juarez throughout the course of the past almost 2 years. We spoke to you back in March, and you said something very chilling to us. You said anyone in Juarez could be killed at any time for any reason, and you wouldn't even know why. What is the situation now, these 9 months later?
Well, the situation is more or less the same, a little bit worse, I would say, in some areas, aspects in terms of especially the extortions and, you know, trying to kidnap people and, you know, get money out of them by, you know, extorting them, and also bribes for, you know, keeping their businesses open and all that. A lot of the businesses are now closed. The city had a very active life within a day or night. You could go anywhere to have, you know, a meal, or you could go anywhere to find anything you needed at any time of the night or day. But now a lot of the businesses are closed, so the city is becoming kind of like a smaller town than it should be. So
you're from Juarez, and you're speaking about this very, very personally. You've been there almost your whole life. Tell me about trying to have a normal night out with your husband, trying to go out to dinner.
Yeah, well, we're just trying to go have like a nice dinner or listen to live music to our normal spots, you know, after a few years of not going out. But we were just trying to, you know, get away from the normal activities and try to find a place for ourselves. And we were just trying to find the places that we knew that had live music and all that. It was like around 8:30 at night, which is not that late. And we couldn't find anything open. It was very surprising for us, you know, to go to the normal places that we, you know, we had visited before, and now they had closed down or they had private parties going on.
But Jessica, you're a choir instructor, is that right?
Yes.
You know, and I've been noticing the Juarez Symphony has been thriving during all of this violence. Music is really pulling people together, it seems.
Yes, it is. That is something that's a positive thing that's coming out of all of this. People are becoming aware that there is a big need for us to remember what is the important aspect of us as a community, and we have to people have been coming to institutions like the university or either the churches, you know, to become part of groups of music now. So that's growing. That's another important aspect that has come out of this.
And sometimes remembering what's normal is the thing that keeps us together. Jessica Pena, very well put. Jessica Pena, professor of sociology at the Autonomous University of Ciudad Juarez. She's also the choir instructor there. Jessica, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.